This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.
Welcome to Trivia with Dad. I'm your host, Dad. We have a family-friendly show with four topics, five questions per topic for a total of 20 answers. We also end the show with two truths and a lie. We hope you enjoy.
Welcome to Trivia with Dad.
Hello and happy January. Happy 2026. We are awaiting a monster storm here in Maryland. They're talking 15 inches. Mila, we're looking forward to what? No school for how long?
I'm going to say there's going to be a lot of delays, but Monday off.
I'm giving it 3 days. We got clothes, China, big cats, and foreign delicacies. Round one, clothes. No shirt, no shoes, no points. Question one. Which outdoor brand is named after the coldest, most dangerous face of a mountain?
Shoe brand?
The North Face, which is the side of the mountain that gets the least sunlight, typically. Question two. What clothing accessory keeps pants fitted at the waist without a belt?
Overalls?
So, suspenders, which are kind of overall-ish. I'm going to give you half a point. You're so young, you don't know nothing about suspenders. They were once more popular than belts, but that was long before even my day. Question three. Popular at parties well past their heyday, which Roman garb is little more than a cloth wrapped around the body?
A loincloth?
A toga. Toga parties. Question four. Which athletic brand uses a Jumpman logo?
Nike?
I'm giving it to you. It's Michael Jordan, Jordan Brand, or Nike. The logo comes from a 1984 photo shoot before Michael Jordan was even in the NBA. Question five. Which luxury fabric is made from the undercoat of Himalayan goats?
I don't know.
Cashmere. One goat produces only a few ounces per year. 1.5 points for clothing. Round two, China, the fourth largest country in the world. They invented paper. They invented the compass. They invented gunpowder. It's an ancient civilization and a modern civilization. Question one. What color are traditional Chinese wedding dresses?
Red?
Yeah. White is traditionally linked to funerals. Question two. What Chinese animal symbol represents wisdom and peace?
A panda?
Ooh, she got it. Pandas were once thought to be mythical creatures, and they are the national symbol of China. Question three. What animal is not part of the Chinese zodiac? Would it be cat, dragon, or horse?
Cat?
She's got it again. Some legends say the rat trick the cat because the rat is part of the symbols.
Know anything about this, or are you just guessing everything?
Yes, I know about that because in school, in music class, we learned about like a song about how the mouse and rat, how the rat tricked the cat.
Sounds good. Question 4. What is the most spoken language in China? Hint, it's not Chinese.
It's any form of Chinese?
Yeah, I just didn't want you to say Chinese. It's a dialect.
Mandarin?
Oh my gosh, she's 4 for 4. Question 5. What strategy board game has more possible positions than atoms in the universe?
Chinese checkers?
Go. Is that Chinese checkers?
I don't know.
If it is, I'm giving you the 5. I quickly go to Google. Is Chinese checkers the same as Go? No. Hey, I'm just the handsome host. I don't actually know anything. 4 points for Mila in a China geography round? My girl's finally growing up. Sponsor alert. Long before we were big enough for ads, we were sponsored by Golf Pong. We are still sponsored by Golf Pong. Check the link in the description. Will she carry the momentum into round 3? Big cats. Fun fact, leopards or jaguars are often called panthers when they are black. But technically, panther is not a species. It's a color variation called melanism. Question 1. Which big cat is sometimes called the ghost of the mountains?
A leopard?
Snow leopard. That wins it. Its thick tail helps with balance and warmth. Question 2. Which big cat has the strongest bite force?
A jaguar?
What? You got that? I never would have got that. It is a jaguar. It can crush turtle shells. They even hunt crocodiles. Unlike other big cats that suffocate prey, I didn't even know they suffocated their prey. Jaguars bite through the skulls or shells, targeting the brain. Wow. Question 3. Which big cat has webbed toes for swimming? Thinking hard.
A tiger?
And she gets it. Tigers have webbing to help them paddle. And apparently jaguars have it too. Question 4. Which big cat is famous for its black tear marks on its face?
A cheetah.
Whoa, she was quick to that one. Those tear marks help reduce glare from the sun, like built-in sunglasses. Another chance for a perfect round. She is crushing the show. 9.5 points. Question 5. Which big cat is the largest in the world?
A lion?
Ooh, once again, she's stuck at 4. Siberian tiger. They can weigh over 660 pounds, and they have extra thick furs to survive freezing winters. They can survive temperatures as low as negative 40 degrees. Fun fact, it felt like negative 2 degrees here in Maryland when I woke up. And it's not going to get over 25 degrees for like a week. So that's why we're recording now. We're worried about losing power tomorrow. Round 4, foreign delicacies. Question 1. Which French treat is a thin folded pancake?
A crepe?
Yes, crepes are so delicious. Crepes can be sweet or savory. My favorite is strawberry and Nutella with whipped cream. Mila, what's yours?
I also like that.
Yeah, we go to a place called Crepes-a-Go-Go. Question 2. What Japanese delicacy is made from raw fish served over rice?
Sushi?
Yep. Traditional sushi began as a way to preserve fish using fermented rice. Question 3. Which French delicacy is made from snails cooked in garlic butter?
I can't remember it.
Escargot, my cargo, 150, swiftly. That's a notorious B.I.G. rhyme. Escargot. Romans were eating snails long before France popularized them. Question 4. Which Italian dessert is made with layers of cream and cake?
Tiramisu?
Yep. Its name means pick me up. Question 5. What Middle Eastern dip is made from chickpeas?
I don't know.
Hummus. I thought you would have had that one. Hummus has been eaten for thousands of years. Mila has a strong show. Two truths and a lie about something in the news. No, not Venezuela. No, not Minneapolis. No, not Greenland. We're talking oil. Statement 1. Oil is formed from the remains of ancient plants and animals. Statement 2. Oil is a renewable resource. Statement 3. One barrel of oil contains 42 gallons. So you have oil, the remains of plants and animals. Oil is a renewable resource. One barrel of oil is 42 gallons. Mila, the lie.
I think that oil is not a renewable resource.
Correct. 13 and a half. Fossil energy sources, including oil, coal, and natural gas, are non-renewable. And they were formed when prehistoric plants and animals died and were gradually buried by layers of rock. Very interesting. Happy January. Oh, we hope you stay warm. We know this cold is hitting the nation right now. We hear it's even gonna freeze in like the South and South Carolina. And Grandpa said it was a freezing 70 degrees in Palm Desert today. So everybody stay warm.